You know, USA Gymnastics is really an organization that's rotting from the inside out. They created a culture of physical, psychological, and mental abuse, but they also had a policy of not reporting sexual predators.
Another familiar name is joining the growing list of companies giving its employees bonuses thanks to a newly enacted tax law. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
In what the home improvement chain Home Depot calls an investment in its workers, the company says it will give them up to a $1,000 bonus. Actual amounts will depend on the individual worker's length of employment. A spokeswoman says she believes the new tax legislation is going to be beneficial for the 2018 fiscal year for the company, but she can't say exactly how it will impact its bottom line just yet.
This is USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, children are not getting enough sleep. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The study was conducted by epidemiologist Dr. Ann Wheaton of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We found that 6 out of 10 middle school students in 9 states and 7 out of 10 high school students nationally don't get the recommended hours of sleep for good health.
Dr. Wheaton has the new sleep recommendations.
Children aged 6 to 12 years old should sleep at least 9 hours of sleep per night, and teenagers aged 13 to 18 years should sleep at least 8 hours.
I'm John Clemens.
Nearly 39% of Americans say they would not be able to pay for a $1,000 unplanned expense. That's according to a new report from Bankrate.com. Chris Hogan is a financial expert. He talks about why savings and having a $1,000 emergency fund is a great idea.
70% of people are living paycheck to paycheck, so that's scary. We're all one thing away from having an emergency, so having that habit of saving really helps you build up a cushion between you and life happening.
Hogan also has a great tip for you if you're looking to save some money.
You've got to start to take control of things and really understand where your money is going. So walking through, having a budget, telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went will put you more in control.
And finally, back in 1961, back on this date, it happened for the first time. On TV and radio, a live presidential press conference, thanks to President Kennedy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I finally got this past week. I was thrilled. It took much longer than I expected, but let me tell you something. It was worth it. I gathered up all of the slides. Remember the slide pictures? old people like me, you'll remember. The old slide projector, the little would turn and you'd watch pictures up on the screen from time to time. Yeah, boxes and I don't know. There must have been about 3,000-4,000 slides, and I sent them away several months ago to a company to convert them all into digital pictures. I was hoping that I was going to get them back in time. We did a dinner for my parents, their 50th wedding anniversary. And no, we didn't get them in time. We didn't get them in time for my parents' 50th. But you know what? I got them now, and I'm thrilled. I can't wait to send everybody, my brothers, all of these slides. And I was watching and looking at them this past week, and feeling a little bit sentimental, to say the least. Boy, was I a fat baby. Let's say I was a fat baby, for crying out loud. Holy chubba wubba. Anyway, yeah, seeing pictures of my my grandparents, the house. Remember my grand? Again, you haven't seen it in so long, but then you see it and you're like, you kind of remember, and it takes you back to when you were really young, to being inside your grandparents' house and my dad's house he grew up in, my grandparents in Rotterdam, New York, Schenectady. My grandfather was Polish side of the family. On that side, he came here, taught himself to be a draftsman, taught himself. He didn't graduate from high school. Went on and got a job designing things. Designing stuff. Guy was really smart for General Electric. And he had a tremendous amount of pride in the job that he had working at that company, at the plant in Schenectady, New York. And when I was younger, and again, these are great memories, vivid memories that I had when I was a kid. They would have a bring in your family day. And we'd get to go into this General Electric facility and see all of these amazing things that they were working on. And it's stuff that it was like space age stuff. Robots before there were robots. I mean, again, this is a long, long time ago. It was just, loved it. Loved it. And again, you know, we were a GE family. I think back in the day, if you bought any sort of GE product, they would give you some sort of discount. I mean, all sorts of stuff like that. But anyway, see the story this past week. Troubles pushed GE to consider a breakup. Now, I haven't owned GE stock in a very, 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 very long time. Why? Because it's awful. The company's awful. Fundamentals are terrible. Jeffrey Immelt, in my opinion, go down one of the worst CEOs in history. Jeffrey Immelt spent more time sitting on government panels and jobs panels, kissing the buttocks of various different politicians than doing his job. And I was asked about this. Oh, did you go serve on, help Donald Trump out and, serve on somebody's panel? Are you out of your mind? I don't have time for that. If I was asked to serve on one of these government panels and I'm sorry, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. But, I mean, I can't attend anything. Can I do it by phone? Can I Skype in? I don't have time to go to D.C. Anyway, it reminded me. And I thought I'd bring this up. We're talking a lot about financial planning here today and protecting oneself and whatnot. A column that I wrote, ironically enough, this was just about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago. And at the time, this is back in July of 2007, June, July 2007, at the time, the Dow had just hit 14,000. New record, Dow hit 14,000, break out the party hats and noisemakers. It was the July 19th close. And everyone was just there having, oh, my God, this is awesome. This is fantastic. You know, you had all of the Fox News has got out their cool computer graphics with fireworks and explosions. Maria Bartiromo looks like she had just gotten a 500% raise. Now, funny, it's about 10 years ago. But we like to deal, like we did earlier, with perspective. Perspective, rather than with really cool computer graphics and sound effects. So I suggested in this column, I made this point. I said, and you can insert the drum roll if you want, the fireworks and the cool graphics, you can insert them right now. This is 2007. I predict Walmart and General Electric will no longer exist. What the? What the? What are you talking about, Markowski? Right? You heard it first right here. Now, how could you say that? Two Dow components, cornerstones of our economy, titans of industry will no longer be in business. They wouldn't be the first titans to fall, and they won't be the last. Funny, I mentioned in this article General Electric. Now, I didn't own General Electric then. And I saw the problems there, but it's funny that I added it because, again, you go back, think about this for a second. Go back to the mid-1990s. Jack Welch at the helm of General Electric. Anybody ever think General Electric would go out of business? I brought up this, and I know I've done this before on the program. Some of our longtime listeners are familiar with this story. But in 1602, the Dutch East India Company was established to carry out various colonial activities in Asia and the Pacific Rim. Now, I can't pronounce it, the Dutch word for it. Okay, I'm not going to even try. Let's call it the VOC. The VOC. VOC, one could say, is the world's very first blue chip company. It was the first company to establish stock. You remember that, what was it, Ocean's 12 there when they were in Holland, and one of the things they had to try to do was steal a stock certificate from the VOC? It was the first multinational corporation. This is a company that was so blue that it issued an annual stock dividend of 18%. It did it for about 200 years. Oh, by the way, yeah, the company went bankrupt in 1800. Think about that, 18% dividend. Woof! Multinational, powerful company, not laden with debt, paying an 18% dividend. Sign me up. The concept of creative destruction. Again, I oftentimes here on the program, I have a habit of throwing out economic concepts, and sometimes various different economists that I look up to. I mean, I really, you know, the ones I don't, I really rip into. And I kind of like rush through it. And I oftentimes fail to realize that we're constantly adding new affiliates to this program all the time. And you might not know what I'm talking about. Joseph Schumpeter happens to be one of those guys. He introduced the concept of creative destruction to 1942. And it basically describes a process of transformation that goes hand in hand with innovation. Schumpeter's idea is that capitalism creates entrepreneurs that in turn invent, which then allows for economic growth while simultaneously destroying the value of existing companies. Let me put this into layman's terms for everybody, shall I? Creation builds and destroys, and trees do not grow to the sky. Eventually, somebody's going to build a better mousetrap, and that bluest of blue chips will be no more. Again, do you think many people alive in, I don't know, 1750 could ever believe that the Dutch East India Company, a global monopoly, would be bankrupt in about a half a century later? There's this irrational belief that people have out there that it can't happen to me, it can't happen to my investments, whether it be stocks, bonds, real estate. They all think that their stuff is impenetrable. That is a one-way ticket to financial ruin. Again, this is why I kind of make fun of the indices. We're taking a look at these records. The indices change. The Dow today is not the Dow from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It changes. There was a marketing gimmick that was utilized. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was J.P. Morgan back in the late 1960s. It was a sales gimmick. And they called it the Nifty 50. The Nifty 50. J.P. Morgan was telling people that, hey, listen, we've got 50 stocks here. You come to J.P. Morgan. We're going to set up a portfolio of 50 stocks that you can buy and hold forever. Forever. They're never going to go anywhere. The Nifty 50. They're going to be great. They'll be solid. Right. Take a good look at that list today. Most of the companies are gone. Again, one of the things you have to look at, and we talked about fundamentals, is the company that you are, that you have in your portfolio, is it growing? Is it trying to grow? Is it innovating? One of the more difficult things to get out of, and it's kind of interesting when it comes to companies. Once they start heading backwards, they hit a downward trend, much like General Electric. Now, they're saying they're going to break apart General Electric. I don't know if they're going to be able to rescue themselves. I highly doubt it. It does become like a death spiral. It does. It's very, very difficult to right that ship. Another great example of that, Kodak. So again, when looking at the fundamentals, okay, I don't care. It's a big blue chip company. Is it still growing? Is it still growing? Is it still innovating? What are they spending on research and development? They're not growing. They're dying. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24-7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Oh, yeah, I have to mention this. Yeah, the cryptocurrency roller coaster rolls on. It just keeps rolling on, does it not? Actually, I should have mentioned to John, we should probably play a little Dean Martin here on the program. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Yes. Yes. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. There was an actual story this past week on Bloomberg saying the reason why the cryptocurrency sold off was because of the moon. When the moon hits your cryptocurrency, I don't know, it doesn't sound right. Anyway, yeah, because of the moon. The excuse they came up with is because it's the Lunar New Year in Asia, in China, and that people were selling their cryptocurrencies so they could what? They could, I don't know, go shopping and enjoy the Lunar New Year. Right. Yeah. That's why it tanked, guys. Come on, people. Yeah, I know I spent a lot of time on this last week. I did. And again, I'm getting invited on programs. People, can you explain to us how this is and why it's moving? And my answer is, I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sort of sense to me. And if it doesn't make sense to me, I avoid it. And I'm telling you right now, people, that you know what? There's been times when, you know what? I've avoided things that have turned out to work out well, and I've gotten in on them later on down the road. But that's okay, because I felt safer doing so. You know, I did mention this here on the program last week. I didn't get involved in Amazon until much later. The reality was is that Sears could have been the next Amazon. It just didn't. I had to wait till things kind of washed its way out. And you know what? There was plenty of money to be made. Don't get greedy with this stuff, people. What is our rule here? Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. What in the world is a cryptocurrency? What is it built upon? Anyway, I'm going to talk about some of these stories about, we love doing this. How the world works. How the world works. I think that this stuff, these stories are very, very important for our listeners out here. Again, it just shows how just brutally, I put it, ignorant, stupid. There's so many different ways that government bureaucrats are. This is a story out of Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C. now, they have just made it a law that you need to have a four-year degree in child care in order to actually take care of any kids. To be a child care provider in Washington, D.C., you need a bachelor's. Now, I used to babysit kids when I was younger, one of the azillion jobs that I had. I didn't have a four-year degree. How did we survive as a species for so long without having this law? Do you have any idea what this is going to do to the cost of childcare in Washington, D.C.? Do you have any idea how many people are going to be put out of work because of this? So you basically need to get a bachelor's degree in Washington, D.C. in order to be a babysitter? Yeah, I give you government bureaucrats. A touch on this as well. And again, we're going to talk about this and talk about the state and local tax deduction that's going by the wayside that, again, a lot of left-wing politicians are getting bent out of shape about. New York, California in particular. Well, Americans are ditching these five states in record numbers. We'll go down the list. Illinois, Connecticut, Jersey, California, Michigan. Those are the top five states where people are saying, I'm out. That's all I can't stand no mores. And they're out. The top inbound states, Arizona, Idaho, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. I was actually a bit shocked that Florida wasn't top five on that list. I've been down to Florida recently a couple times, and the construction is off the charts, the amount of building that's taking place. States, hey, outbound states. You know what? You have to compete against these other states. You have to compete against them. You have to lower your taxes. You have to make it easier for people to do business in your state. Because you know what? There are options. People will up and they'll move. It's not rocket science. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
So far from sober that Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Concepts and discussions, but the discussions really, I think I could say most importantly, that will be taking place are going to lead to tremendous increases in trade between our two countries, which is great for both in terms of jobs. And we look forward to that, and we are starting that process pretty much as we speak. So thank you all very much for being here. Thank you.
President Donald Trump in Switzerland with the UK... President Donald Trump in Switzerland with UK Prime Minister Theresa May. Now, the president also had a chance to sit down and chat with some of the business leaders of the world.
The whole thing is going to get rebuilt now, the solar panels. You'll see a big difference, but that's very good. So from the U.S. standpoint, you're very happy about it.
Yes, I'm happy. To be honest, for some power, there is competition with, you know, with all
you
others.
You have competition?
Yeah, we have trying
competition. That's what we wanted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Again, we talked about eliminating stupid regulations, getting out of the way. And I've mentioned this on the program. For years, I've called our capital, United States Capitol, it's the Grand Cathedral of Unintended Consequences. The Grand Cathedral of Unintended Consequences. Yes, our fearless leaders in D.C., here I come to save the day. We're here to make the world a better place. We're here, we're trying to make the world a better place, Mr. Markowski. We pass laws and regulations and rules, and we make it better. No, you don't. You always make things worse. Every time you come up with something, there's something else that happens. And yeah, I was giving this some thought. See, my philosopher self, going on, thinking about this and thinking about how you get all these people out there that think that they're going to be able to defy just laws of the universe with their rules and laws. They're going to make it better. They're going to defy the laws of the universe. We're here to help. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. We're going to take away your pain and the problems and the issues that you have. And the reality is oftentimes you can't. People have to do a lot of these things on their own. I've used this example here on the program talking about all the aid that the United States sends all over the globe, in particular Africa. And I'm a dork, and I read economists' papers on various different things, and I love reading this stuff from these African economists and people that are just lamenting all of the aid that is sent to their continent and to their countries and what happens and how it ends up making matters worse instead of better. They're just sending money and then their money is filtered off into some Swiss bank account. The necessary reforms that are needed aren't put into place. It's said again and again and again, get out of the way. Export the free market. Export capitalism. And people will rise up from poverty. But we see things sometimes, politicians see things sometimes, and they're like, there's something, and I got to do something about it, and I got to fix that. Case in point. 1970s, the government decides to put another regulation on banks, the Community Reinvestment Act. The Community Reinvestment Act was ground zero for the financial crisis, the Great Recession. That was ground zero. That's where it got started. When government overlords and regulators started telling banks that they had to lend to a certain customer, certain people out there that they normally wouldn't lend to because they didn't meet lending standards. Now, again, if you're a bank, you want to lend, but your business is lending money and getting paid back, correct? You want to get paid back. That's your business. Banks care about one thing and one thing only. They don't care about black, white. They don't know what color you are. They don't see that. They see green. They want to make money. That's all. Want to make money. But so here we go. We got the government coming in and they say, okay, you have to start lending in these neighborhoods. And there's the old concept of redlining. It wasn't redlining. It was just the fact that, you know what? If we make a loan there, it's just going to be too risky. Too risky. And we start getting defaults on loans. Then what happens? Then we got to start charging our other customers more money to make up for those loan losses. And it filters on through. Well, the Community Reinvestment Act under Bill Clinton and his Housing and Urban Development Secretary, Andrew Cuomo, who's now governor of New York, well, they took the Community Reinvestment Act and they put it on steroids. And they made it much, much worse. Then they started coming up with all these far-flung mortgages, no money down, and adjustable rate mortgages, and all of this stuff to make it easier for people to get into a home. Easier. Easier. Shortcuts are not always better. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. And there was a few people outside of myself that actually got into the nitty-gritty of what happened. What actually happened. Most of the country doesn't have a clue. Doesn't have a clue in regards to why we had this financial collapse, great recession. It wasn't even that great of a recession. They don't have a clue. Why? They don't understand it. There's been some great books on it. Actually, the movie was pretty good. The Big Short was actually pretty good. It covered a lot of it, but not all of it. It didn't get into the Wall Street side of it, but didn't get into the government side and their role in this. Again, they did a great job with that movie, but it didn't give the whole picture. Again, you remember government ran for the hills on this one. Remember Dodd-Frank? Those guys had a big responsibility. They played a huge part in the financial collapse. For crying out loud. I mean, I'm not a big John McCain fan, but John McCain, during the Bush years, was trying to rein in Fannie and Freddie and was actually warning about this stuff. And you had all the Democrats thwarting it again and again and again, and a great leadership of Franklin Raines and Maxine Waters. These people are never right. They didn't have a clue. And again, all they were trying to do was look for shortcuts, defying economic reality, defying the laws of the universe. You can't do it. Whatever you try to do, whenever you try to find a shortcut, an easy way, something bad happens. Let's make it easier for people to get homes. Whoa, why would you want to make it easier? Does it think easier could lend itself to some problems? Like people getting a home that they can't afford and end up becoming house poor and maybe having to be foreclosed upon? What was the problem with putting 20% down? What was the issue there? Again, this was government. And we're now seeing the Trump administration again. This is great. It's great. This is, again, not making much news at all. Trump administration is planning to unveil a major revision to the banking rules that mandate lending to poor borrowers. Mandate lending to poor borrowers. Again, I can't comprehend where, I don't even see where the government gets the right. I mean, to me, all of these things are unconstitutional, where you're going to force a business to go at risk and make a loan to someone that they don't want to make it to. It makes no sense. Again, more of this needs that. And then what you're going to see happen, okay, get it, the regulations relaxed. Yes, the people that can afford to buy a home, the process is going to become easier. The banking system will become safer. The hell of a lot better, people, without the risk of people defaulting left, right, and all over the place, is it not? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, written a lot on this subject. Archives there and our website. You can go look all of that stuff up as well. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I come out of segments, and again, this is radio. And we do some pretty complex subjects and topics here on The Watchdog on Wall Street show, and I try really hard to make them as easily understandable. And like I said, a lot of this stuff is pretty complex stuff. This is not a buy, sell, and hold show. And if you're listening to a buy, sell, and hold show, well then, good luck losing money. We don't do that here on the program. I last segment, I'm like, you know, maybe I could do a little better job. explaining this. Where did this come? Talk about how we run into problems, okay? Unintended consequences, government forcing people to do things, government making it too easy. Again, one of the things that we happen to believe in, laws of the universe here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show, is that overcoming obstacles in life is a good thing. Makes life worth living. So let's take Mr. Smith, and Mr. Smith wants to own a home. Mr. Smith, due to some missteps and some financial problems in his past, he's got poor credit. He also doesn't have the funds to put money down. After hearing an advertisement, again, this is back about 10, 11, 12 years ago, hearing an advertisement on a local sports radio station, he realized that he too could own a home. No money, no credit, we don't care. Come on down to Easy Money Mortgage. Remember those? They were everywhere. I remember the first home that I bought, I put 40% down. Yeah, the whole concept. Oh, you're going to be throwing people out of their homes. No, it's not their home. It's not their home until they pay for it. They signed an agreement with a lender. That lender can take the property if you don't pay them back. Okay? Again, you're not throwing anybody out of their home. It's not their home. Until you pay for it, it's not yours. Anyway. So Mr. Smith goes down to Easy Money Mortgage and he gets cut a sweetheart deal, puts no money down with a low interest rate for 3 years, with a rate reset 3 years later. So, hey, Mr. Smith's got his house and Easy Money made the sale. Easy Money goes to a state lender to get the funds. The local lender gets the money by offering short-term debt to investors. Easy Money then sells Mr. Smith's loan to one of the big brokerage firms, where it's thrown together with thousands of other mortgages into various different groups based upon credit worthiness, then packaged together and sold to pension funds, insurance companies, municipalities, accredited investors, and governments. Again, they thought that, hey, we'll just, if you get, how shall I put this? I'm going to be crude. Okay, one piece of crap mortgage plus another piece of crap mortgage plus another piece of crap mortgage to most people would just mean you're getting a lot of crap. Wall Street, because they're supposed financial engineers, they magically could take a lot of crap and all of a sudden it's now gold. It's now AAA rated. It's fantastic. It's great. Great stuff now. Credit worthy. So you take a big pile of crap. And again, think of the, the dump truck full of bull crap that landed on Biff in Back to the Future when he hit the back of the dump truck. Yep. So what happened? 3 years down the road, Mr. Smith's mortgage rate is...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Concepts and discussions, and discussions really, I think I can say most importantly, that will be taking place, are going to lead to tremendous increases in trade between our two countries, which is great for both in terms of jobs. And we look forward to that, and we are starting that process pretty much as we speak. So thank you all very much for being here. Thank you.
President Donald Trump in Switzerland with the UK... President Donald Trump in Switzerland with UK Prime Minister Theresa May. Now, the president also had a chance to sit down and chat with some of the business leaders of the world.
The whole thing is going to get rebuilt now, the solar panels. You'll see the difference, but that's very good. So from the U.S. standpoint, you're very happy about it.
Yes, I'm happy. To be honest, for some power, there is competition with, you know, with all
you
others.
You have competition?
Yeah, we have strong competition.
That's what we wanted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, healthcare expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement. The two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. Bible, now available in Montana, 833-39-BIBLE.
As President Trump continues his day in Switzerland, now remember tomorrow President Trump will be addressing the World Economic Forum annual meeting. He's the second American president to do so. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, also traveling with the president, addresses why the president felt the need to head to Switzerland.
The reason why we're here is to tell the economic story. And I think we got a great story. We got tax reform, tax cuts done last year. We couldn't be more excited about that. We are on the basis of 3% or higher GDP sustained growth. This is the president's number one objective.
Some nuclear scientists are moving the doomsday clock 30 seconds closer to midnight. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It's now set at 2 minutes to midnight. The symbolic clock estimates how close humans may be to nuclear annihilation. The nonprofit Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, which updates it every year, says this is the closest it's been to midnight since 1953. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
And with a look at some of the stories going on around the world today making news, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent Luke Vargas.
As President Trump arrives at the World Economic Forum in Davos, some of America's closest allies are seeking to distance themselves from Trump's policies. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada used his speech to delegates to make it clear Canada would not be following in America's footsteps on tax cuts. He had these words for large corporations.
We're in a new age of doing business. You need to give back.
Meanwhile, President Emmanuel Macron of France promised his country would entirely phase out coal power in the coming years.
We will close all our coal-fired power stations by 2021.
Trump is scheduled to address the World Economic Forum on Friday. Brent crude oil prices have topped $70 a barrel, hitting highs not seen since 2014, as OPEC producers continue to commit to long-term production cuts. Oil still has a long way to go before it returns to the prices common between 2011 and early 2014, when it regularly traded at over $100 a barrel. And the European Union will spend more than $700 million to connect Spain and France with a state-of-the-art electricity grid. The new grid will involve the laying of underwater power cables and could benefit the Spanish solar industry, which often generates and ends up wasting more power than the country can use. Additional projects being funded by the EU will help distribute wind power generated along Germany's northern coast to the south of the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet?